This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
To start today's show, I'm delighted to welcome our first guest, Barbara Laws. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you on. So, Barbara, perhaps you could give us a little bit of a background as to what led you to becoming a jewellery designer.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me anyway. It's very, very exciting. I'm from Austria. I was born in Austria into a family of jewellers and goldsmiths. And my grandparents and both my parents were jewelers,
okay,
goldsmiths. And yeah, so I grew up in this industry, and it's actually in my blood, to be honest, because although I did my A-levels in music, I always wanted to become a musician. But then after my A-levels, I wasn't really sure, because you have to be really, really talented to go somewhere in music.
Were you in Vienna?
No, actually not. Yeah.
Okay.
So I in the summer holidays, I just went into the workshop of my parents and sat at the bench, and then it was just home.
I'm home. Really?
Yes.
Right.
This is what I wanted to do, and this is, I want to work with gold and gemstones.
Did you find that it came naturally? Did you have an instinct to work alongside your family? Was it quite easy for you?
Yes, it was quite easy for me, because I watched them all the time, and you just get the feel for it. And then when I worked at the bench, when I did my first pieces, it was just, this is what I have to do. This is my calling. And I started an apprenticeship, and afterwards became a goldsmith master. So I did my master in Austria as well.
So did that involve having to go and train somewhere sort of professionally?
Yes. So I did a traditional apprenticeship and master.
Okay. So what, so many days in the workshop and then so many days at college? Or
just one day? Oh, it's so long. A long time ago. I think it was just one day in the week. You have to go to school.
Oh, right.
School. And yeah, so because you have to learn all kinds of other boring stuff.
Yeah. It's a bit like an apprenticeship here, I would think. I think they probably do a day somewhere, you know, alongside work.
Yeah.
Although I don't know about being a jeweler, I can't speak for that.
Yeah.
No, I've done one night school in silversmithing, and I'm not comparing myself to you, but I think it would take a lot of patience, because it's highly skilled and very intricate, isn't it? Yes. Detail.
Yeah.
And not everybody, I think, would have the patience to do that. Yeah. So would you consider yourself a patient person?
Not in every aspect, but when I'm making jewelry and designing, then I am very patient, yes. Yeah, I love, because it's my passion, I just love doing it.
And do you want to get everything completely 100% right for the clients that you're working for?
Yes, of course, yeah. In a way, you're a perfectionist.
Your jewellery, which I've seen and I know quite well, is quite modern, isn't it? Very contemporary, I would say. So you joined the family business. Was it very traditional?
Yes, it was quite a traditional workshop. And coming back to my contemporary style design, I've seen all the jewellery trends in the last 5 decades. Everything repeats itself. It's also in fashion, it's the same thing. And I try to design jewellery that hasn't been designed yet, so I try to be different.
And do you have a particular era that you're drawn to? As you say, it tends to follow fashion. Do you find that a particular period in history has a certain calling?
I take inspiration from everything and every era, to be honest. But what inspires me most are the gemstones I'm working with. And this was also the reason why I started with my business calling Gem & Tonic, because I work with gemstones. And the other side is I trained as a color analyst.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because I always was quite intrigued by color and the effect on people, on the skin.
So Anne and I are both very fair, and you're darker than us. Are the particular gems that would suit a particular colouring? How does it work?
Well, for this I would need to analyse you. But yeah, of course, a fair-skinned, a fair-haired lady would suit pastel tones, of course.
Yeah.
And probably silver or white gold. But it doesn't have to be necessarily that. So it depends on your eyes. It goes into our genetics. It's not just the optical appearance. It's how we. It's about our personality as well.
Yeah.
So if somebody knew were to come to you, say one of our co-hosts were to come across and meet you, how do you start your analysis and understanding of the individual to lead to your design?
Well, first of all, I would ask the person about her preferences, her colour preferences anyway. So my jewellery is actually, it should complement the wardrobe and skin tone, and it's actually quite easy to see.
Do you have many people who are repeat customers that you've met several times, they've liked a particular piece and they've asked you to go away and create something further for them?
Yes, I have a lot of ladies who I make commissions for, and I also design for fashion boutiques. So there's this beautiful boutique in Farnham called Travelling Bazaar, where ladies can purchase my jewellery directly. Another one is in London, and also a boutique in Austria. So I'm focusing more on fashion.
So I know recently you went to Austria, didn't you, to quite a while to do, was that to work with a boutique there?
Was yeah.
What mm-hmm. was the event?
It was about summer fashion, and because my jewellery is quite colourful, it was summer fashion combined with my jewellery. So
right.
So just to introduce my jewellery to the clients.
And before you go on and do this kind of event, I don't know how frequently you do them, but does that mean you're frantically busy just making lots to take with you, or do you take commissions there, or how does it work?
Yeah, I'm always really busy before I'm doing any events also, because I haven't got anything in stock, so I make everything on commission.
How long does it normally take if you get a commission to say, I mean, you're wearing a lovely necklace, if somebody wanted something like that?
Well, about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you find you have to exclusively concentrate on one piece at a time, or do you multitask?
Yes, I'd rather concentrate on one piece at a time. Unless I'm making more series, then of course I make all the pieces at the same time.
And do you have a favourite piece you've designed for yourself? I see you've got some beautiful...
Yes, my favourite pieces are my gem buds, which are these gemstones, these faceted balls. They are on this delicate gold chain, which you can stack.
On your So these are rings?
They are rings, yeah. And they come in all kinds of colours.
They're beautiful, actually. And obviously they've got a faceted surface. Do you do that work yourself? Or
No. I buy them like this. I only drill the holes so I can get the chain through.
Oh, okay. I have visions of you, doing whatever with it.
They're actually cocktail rings. They are not really for hardworking women.
No.
That's going to say
chores. They washing up.
Quite delicate. To be careful which some of them aren't every day.
Yeah, because the chain is quite delicate.
And you make people aware of that before before they purchase, they know it's not put it on in the morning leave it on all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have, of course, necklaces and bracelets and anklets, which it's the same collection, the Chambad collection, and make the clasp so you can interlink them and make a long necklace out of those three pieces. So my design is also functional.
They look absolutely gorgeous.
They are, aren't they? Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, how beautiful are they?
I'm thinking, I hope one falls off and she doesn't miss it.
So, Barbara, unfortunately, we've come to that point in the programme where we usually ask our guests for any advice. Maybe if someone's thinking of going into jewellery design, do you think that's good advice these days, or is it a tough industry to break into at the moment?
Well, it is, yes, I think it's a tough industry because it's quite competitive and saturated like the fashion industry. But if you've got the passion for it, why not?
Yeah.
So train as a jeweler or go to school and become a designer. Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Of course.
good. Well, thank you, Barbara. That's great advice. And if any of our listeners would like to talk to you, should they email you or contact you via your website?
Yes, please email me or contact me on Instagram.
Okay.
Or my website is under construction right now. So there are still my details on, like, telephone number and email address.
And the website address is?
It's gemandtonic.uk.
.uk.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was Barbara Laws from Gem and Tonic.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.